You're supposed to say the lines.
Oh, is it? I gotta say that?
Yes.
Public service announcement. Using opinions or other opinions.
Fuck that bullshit. They are my opinions. And my guests. No one else's. Remember, this show ain't for chitlins' ears. So listening discretion and viewing discretion is advised. This is a paranormal horror crime show. So the scenes and the sounds can be a little terrifying to those little ears and those little eyeballs. And of course, there's obviously cussing. I mean, it's me. Please don't do anything that these stupid-ass people do in podcast. This is for entertainment purposes and for you guys to listen with your ears. Consume the knowledge. And now, time for the show. Perspective.
I have the wonderful, the fantabulous, the awesome, my best bud, Johnny Hauser.
Love each other.
Like, exactly.
It's exhausting to hate. I have an ex-wife. I know.
Everybody, yes, 10 people, you get about 15 different answers of who did it, you know, and it's, I used to be very militant on who I thought did it because I work there and I'm right. And then I realized, I don't know. Oh, I'm just guessing like everybody else is. Oh, you know, like at first, I mean, the Axe House is just almost a notorious haunted house. He first coined it as home of J.B. Moore. And he printed off 4,000 flyers and he said he got 3,999 phone calls of what's the home of J.B. Moore. So it just turned into the Valeska Axe Murder House because that's what everybody called it. Valeska Axe Murder House. That was
boy.
What all the locals called it.
Right.
I asked him why he let people stay the night and he said, yeah, when you get old, sometimes it's more fun just to. It wasn't my ghost stories. It was just ghost stories, a whole different show. And I'm like, I'd seen a guy staring out the attic window one day and they're like, can you say I saw a guy peering at me? So dumb me was so green at the time. I'm like, yeah, I'll say whatever. Like, I seen a figure peering at me through the window. The ribbon falls down and it comes back up and like comes to a stop. That was a pretty cool one, one of the physical things, but it's more mental manipulation with creepy EVPs talking about kill, insert name, whoever's there. Like this John Worley that got Kindred Spirits down got an EVP that said kill John Worley. I'm so stupid, I don't know what's reality and what. Okay. Maybe, I don't know.
I mean, there was a point in time, I'm gonna give a little bit away. There was a point in time whenever our daughter went to her grandparents' house and we heard a mommy across the hall, I mean across the.
One of the creepiest was a Friday night and the overnight's canceled because there's a big blizzard happening.
Ooh.
And so I thought, well, I'll just go over there and fix some stuff. And it's like 10 p.m., which in hindsight's America. We all
America.
Find out what's happening. All the lights are cut off. I go upstairs and I get a vantage point of the outside to see how many's out there.
Don't forget to click that like, subscribe, follow, you know the drill, wherever you watch, wherever you listen, and thank you so much for your support.
Love each other.
Like, exactly.
It's exhausting to hate. I have an ex-wife. I know. After 2 months, I'm like, I can't anymore.
Whatever, right?
Work, big deal. You know?
Let's move on, like, please.
But also, like, if they found the technology, they're hundreds of millions of years possibly ahead of us. If they figured out technology to traverse time and space, probably through a black hole or a wormhole, talking to us would be like going across the street and having a conversation with a chicken. You know, they're probably looking at us as like, yeah, look at these guys.
Look at how stupid they're being right now. Let's just give it a couple of years.
Let's just make sure they don't drop any nuclear bombs and screw up the whole solar system. Right? The rest of us, you know.
Alarian says, maybe we're just a zoo. They come here to look at the strange animals. Right?
Let's open a conversation. They have these things.
Oh, God.
Like you beat on if you have anger issues.
Right.
If there's any female punk bands out there, please name yourself the Dammit Dolls. That is such a great name.
Right? What's up, Poe? Thank you for being here. I have yet, knock on wood, to have a kidney stone, and I don't want one because I did not like contractions. Women tend to be more dexterous, men stronger and faster. Yes. Oh my God, I see Poe Panda. Yes, you see Poe Panda. Isn't he cute? All right. So, did anybody come forward aside from you? Because I know your thoughts on the Velisca Act House stuff. Did anybody come forward and say, hey, I believe it's this person back in the day?
Everybody. Yes, 10 people. You get about 15 different answers. I used to be very militant on who I thought did it because I work there and I'm right. And then I realized I don't know. Well, I'm just guessing like everybody else is.
But with factual evidence, I mean, you've gotten enough to be able to sit there and look at it.
Yeah, a lot of people look at F. Jones, the state senator, and on paper and on the internet, pretty decent scenarios. But unless you live in this town and know the people that knew F.F. Jones, that offers a whole different perspective. So people just hated Jones because he's from New York. He came here, which right off the bat, New York City.
New York City!
Yeah, from New York City. Buildings are so high as far as the eye can see. But he took over collections at the bank. And before him, it was maybe next year's crops would be better. When he took over, he's like, no, you're paying your bill or I'm taking your collateral. He made a fortune. He built the biggest house in town. The farmers thought that was him flaunting their money in their faces. And I've talked to old people in town that knew Jones when they were a little kid. And they go, oh, you'd see him walking down the street. You'd go to the other side. He's like, oh, that's a problem. You know, so all these scenarios on Jones, which went nowhere, it was all based in people that lived here that hated him because they felt like their farms failed because he wouldn't let them make payments type thing. You know, so you add that in and it changes the whole perspective.
It does, it does. But then you got to think about, that's not enough to go on, though.
Right. Exactly.
So, how has the Velisca House's reputation as a haunted house impacted the local community and its residents?
You know, like, at first, I mean, the haunted house is just almost a notorious haunted house at this point. Like, it has a reputation of, like, this is the Axe House. The locals, they don't care about it. You know, it's old news. They've grown up here. A lot of them were babysat in that house. You know, people lived here. And a lot of them say nothing ever happened. I've done over 700 overnights, and half the overnights, I did nothing happened. but doesn't mean there's not something there, you know. And were you really ghost hunting when you were 3 years old and being babysat in the house?
Right.
You know, I was babysitting there. Nothing happened.
You were three. You were three. How do you know?
Right.
Did your babysitter tell you?
And I see a lot of people like, oh, Darwin, the old guy that bought it just wanted to get rich. I know for a fact that's not the case. All these buildings in town are still in town because Darwin built up the grants for him to be fixed.
History.
He had his hand in the Johnny Carson birthplace in Corning, the next town over. He had a bunch of these places. That's what he did.
Because a lot of people don't want history to be continued. But these houses are history, whether they're murder houses or houses of the government or anything. These are historical evidence of what has happened to us in the past.
And he first coined it as home of J.B. Moore. And he printed off 4,000 flyers, and he said he got 3,999 phone calls of what's the home of J.B. Moore. So it just turned into the Valeska Axe Murder House, because that's what everybody called it. Valeska Axe Murder House.
Oh,
that's what all the locals called it.
Right.
I asked him why he let people stay the night, and he said, yeah, when you get old, sometimes it's more fun just to say yes.
It's more fun just to say yes.
And he said that the first team that he let investigate the house was half of the town was in the yard that night. He goes, I felt sorry for the team because everybody's outside talking. And he goes, so-and-so was talking to so-and-so and they had talks. It was a big fight, a big deal. In a weird way, it brought the town back together. They were excited about what was happening. And
right.
That's why he started doing the rights. And I'm like, we gotta have a MySpace page. This. He goes, we're not gonna advertise it. I'm like, what? He goes, it'll just be what it is. Walked off.
Oh my gosh.
All the TV shows, all the press, everything. It's you guys. It's all word of mouth. He didn't call anyone.
Dude, that's the best thing. Sometimes word of mouth is the best thing. Yeah, it may take a while.
Mm-hmm.
But it does get around, and sometimes that's the best truth you're gonna get.
Yeah. I'm not calling the shows asking them to come, I can promise you that. Like, they're calling us. In fact, Dead Files called us for 5 years.
Oh my gosh!
Because when they first started filming, they could only film on weekends because they still had day jobs. And I'm like, we're not going to cancel you if you have Friday night just so they can come. Like, are you less important than them? Nah, we're not doing that. So finally, it worked out to where they could come 5 years later. Then they start the episode. Johnny frantically called us asking for help.
Like, no, I didn't.
Do you open the yellow pages under ghosts and there's Amy Allen's cell phone number? Give me a break.
Oh my gosh. Don't you love how they twist things?
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh. Sometimes it's so funny. Especially if you know the person and you see something like this and you're like, you'd never say that. What?
The first show I ever did, it was called Ghost Stories. It wasn't my ghost stories. It was just Ghost Stories, a whole different show. And I'm like, I'd seen a guy staring out the attic window one day. And they're like, can you say I saw a guy peering at me? So dumb me was so green at the time. I'm like, yeah, I'll say whatever. I seen a figure peering at me. Like, what? Like, shut up.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Good gravy. No. That is pretty funny though. So what do you think is the most compelling evidence that points to a supernatural presence at this location?
Oh, jeez. That's hard because a lot of it's mental manipulation, very Amityville.
Right.
Like a lot of people broke out in a fight with so-and-so. It's like the house tried to split the team up, but like gets in people's heads and tries to get them to do things. I had seen one thing that pops out. This is probably 15 years ago. It was a helium balloon in a kid's room. And it's on camera, and you can see the ribbon at the bottom of the balloon. It comes up, out, wraps around the balloon, almost looks like it ties in a knot, but the balloon's not moving. So if there was wind blowing this ribbon, it's going to be blowing the balloon.
Right. It's going to go from side to side or forward.
The balloon's stationary and the ribbon's moving all over the place. And at one point, the ribbon pulls this way and the balloon follows. The ribbon falls down and it comes back up and like comes to a stop. That was a pretty cool one. My ghost story came back down because they wanted some B-roll and they put a Bible, this big Bible that we have, you know, on the floor, and they were just shooting it. They thought it was a cool shot. Pretty soon the page turns, and then we're like, what? Another page turns, and another page turns, and another page turns. The book pages turned for an hour and a half.
Oh my God, that long?
It was so long that I went and got a candle, came back, lit the candle, put it in front of the Bible so you can see there's no wind or there's going to be flickering this candle. The guy puts his 4K camera on it, films it, page turn, page turn, page turn, the candle's just perfectly still. So there's nothing blowing this, and it's all caught on camera for like over an hour.
Wow.
The guy from LA is freaking out. Oh my God, this is happening in real life. I can't believe they're really happening. And I'm just like, can I go? I wake up in the morning and come back here. So what? We watched it for an hour. Pretty cool. Okay. You know? And it was so epic that the guy sued the production company that he worked for full rights of that video, which he got, but in turn got him fired from his own company. And he still has that video. I don't know what he's going to do with it. It was so compelling that he sued to get that and got fired from his career.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So, you know, those are some of the physical things, but it's more mental manipulation with creepy EVPs talking about kill, insert name, whoever's there. Like, this John Worley that got Kindred Spirits down got an EVP that said kill John Worley. And it was like, yeah, everybody gets that, man.
Wow, like, right?
Yeah, I go, oh my God. You're here, you're fine. Is it going to kill you a year from now at Walmart? You're good. And he was freaked out. He thought the house was trying to kill him. You know,
oh my gosh.
Him. Like, it's okay. Everybody gets that.
Wow. What's up, Fozzie Bear? How are you doing? All right, Granny. Tell me what you can prove that ghosts aren't real in two sentences. Yeah, the bartender gave me pretzels. Isn't that what they always give us? I am not actually in the Discord, Granny. Not right now. You're live streaming me now? Well, thank you. You can do it in text, please. I try not to go into Discord because I don't want to interrupt the guest. If I was doing like a true crime or a geek search, I'd be happy for you to come into Discord. But I don't want to interrupt the guest whenever I have a guest on. So please tell us in the chat. It's Granny Loves Anal. They said that they can, let's see. I can prove ghosts aren't real in two sentences. Oh. So I'm waiting for them to oblige. If ghosts were real, Hawk's tits and vagina would be getting grabbed constantly. Hey, who says they aren't?
Valid point.
Who says they aren't?
I guess it's solved. We might as well just stop doing this.
We need to stop this podcast. Stop it right now.
And then people with the accent, ghosts aren't real. Crap, you just solved a mystery as old as time.
Like, right?
Before this. What am I doing here?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's kind of crazy sometimes. I have a lot of people tell me, I mean, even my husband's a skeptic. He's like, no, that was just you. 30 feet away from you. How is that me? But they're going to be...
I'm so stupid. I don't know what's reality. Okay. Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, there was a point in time. I'm going to give a little bit away. There was a point in time whenever our daughter went to her grandparents' house. And we heard a mommy across the hall. I mean, across the house. And we thought it was her. It sounded like her. Went to the front and there was nobody there. Nothing there. I said, well, you heard that, didn't you? And he's like, yeah. I said, that's weird. She's been gone for like 20, 30 minutes at this point. And she went with her nana and grandpa. I'm like, that wasn't her.
Yeah.
There's a little boy here that I believe. There was a little boy here named Toby that likes to play games. He likes to play. So I believe that was him trying to get our attention, and he heard it. And I was like, oh, validation. And he was like, nah. Come on.
Screen door shut.
Come on. All right. Granny Loves Animal Anal said, Scarlett Johansson's titties look like a Newton's cradle. You know how many evil dudes died after her? Granny Loves Anal. I love it. All right.
These are the conversations we should be having in the community.
Right? Exactly. Because we don't have those, we don't understand everything.
Everybody's wondered it in their mind.
Exactly.
I guarantee it.
I mean, because if I was a ghost, I'd be going over to Ireland or Scotland and just like lifting up those kilt.
I wouldn't be wearing pants if I was a ghost. I promise you that.
Well, Larry said, after these messages, we'll be right back. All right. Another question for you. What has been some of the most memorable experiences that you've had? I had to think of how to say that. Weird.
One of the creepiest was a Friday night, and the overnight's canceled because there was a big blizzard happening.
Ooh.
So I thought, well, I'll just go over there and fix some stuff. It's like 10 p.m., which in hindsight is a loser.
That's what I do on Friday night for fun.
I lock the door so nobody can come in. I'm upstairs, door opens, door shuts, somebody walks in. I'm just like, oh, we're not open. And obviously they broke in. The door was locked. So I'm listening to them walk around downstairs for 5 minutes. And it dawns on me, I'm like, they don't know I'm up here. This is going to be awesome. So I hide in the closet. Footsteps come up into the room. I kick the door open. And they
Oh my gosh.
I was frozen solid. I couldn't move. And I went to say hello. And I was. That's all I could say. And I'm like, are you just going to stand here all night? So I do the worst combat roll in history around the corner, down the steps. Saw that the door was still locked. So I checked the rest of the house. Watch a surveillance video. The door didn't even open.
Oh my god.
That got me because not at one point did I ever think it's a ghost. Somebody's in the house. I almost called
right.
The cops. I'm like, why call them? There's going to be half an hour before they get here. The guy's going to be lost. And to see
even as small as a town as that is, it takes that long.
The cop quit when I moved here 20 years ago.
Oh. Oh my god.
Like the cop quit?
Wow.
So the next town over, which is like 15 minutes away. Forget it. You're your own 911 in these parts.
Like, wow.
Handle it yourself, you know, or don't.
That's so, kind of scary sometimes, though, isn't it?
America. America.
We have open carry in Okie.
Yeah. We don't. We have constitutional carry in Iowa. You don't even
nice.
Right.
Nice.
So there's one time military training, you'll know, like, first we need to assess the situation.
Yep.
Find out what's happening. All the lights are cut off. I go upstairs and I get a vantage point of the outside to see how many's out there. It's this one person. So I go downstairs. By this time, he goes over to the axe house. He's banging on that door. And he goes down to the apartments on the corner, banging on those doors. Walks in the lady's house across the street from me.
Oh my God.
Some drunk dude that thought somebody cut him off.
My God.
There were 10 cops at the axe house from Minnesota. They all had their guns on them. The lady's house he walked into across the street. Her nephew was visiting. He had his gun on him.
Nice.
12 guns. This is a bad time for this dude. Like, they all got him down on the ground waiting for a law to come. Mm-hmm. You really screwed that one up, buddy.
That's how you prevent unwanted crime. Let people have a weapon to protect themselves with.
Yeah.
Oh. I bet you he didn't do it again.
Nope, that was real. And no, he's bipolar. He fucked up.
He fucked up being bipolar here.
Whatever you want.
So what was some of your most memorable yes experience? Okay.
So that one was one not at one point that I think it's a ghost. Like, I
right.
really thought somebody was in the house.
Oh no.
There's one time I decided to reenact the murders.
What?
Yeah, stupid.
Ah!
And just a disclaimer, I went in beforehand, and you know, like, family, more family, still interested kids, if you're here, this is what we're doing tonight, please don't be scared, this is why we're doing it. I want to push the house to its breaking point.
Right. Like,
to get a name or something, you know, and this was 15 years ago where I thought, was awesome.
Yeah, right.
just to try.
I like how you put that because that is so true.
Yeah, a lot of people did it. New in the field, we didn't know.
Right.
It's embarrassing now. For whatever reason, I was the axe guy, so I go in the attic, and I'm sitting in there, and I'm hearing like whispering. Like, I'm not listening. I'm not hearing this. Like, I want to hear what this whispering is saying. I have 8 people randomly come into the house, and they randomly go into bed, and they're like, "All right, kids, we're going to bed. We had a big day. We got a busy day tomorrow. Blah blah blah."
If you want to take a break and go grab you a beer,
yeah.
Okay. Good. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. So you guys, stay tuned. We have Johnny Hauser. He knows stuff, y'all, about the Villisca Axe Murder House. Y'all need to come back. We'll be right back.
Do you know where the world's most secret bases are located? Do you know what spooky action at a distance means? Is there a conspiracy by aliens to prevent us from conquering space? And where is the best place in the United States to see a real UFO? Find the answers to all these questions and more in Mac Maloney's new book, Mac Maloney's Haunted Universe. Visit places you never knew existed, the Phantom Tunnels of Tokyo, the UFO Trail in South America, Ong's Hat, and the very mysterious M Triangle. Mac Maloney's Haunted Universe contains hundreds of reports on ghosts, haunted planes and ships, weird celebrity deaths, mysterious sounds, and a breakdown of every monster in America, state by state. You've heard him talk about it on the radio. Now, get all of Mac's paranormal research in one large volume. Mac Maloney's Haunted Universe, with a foreword by the very famous Juan Juan. On sale now in your local bookstore or on Amazon.com.
Are you looking for a supernatural radio show that is informative and fun? A show with topics such as ghosts, Bigfoot, psychic energy, spirits, cryptids, and more? Hosted by paranormal investigators with years of investigations under their belts? Then look no further than The Calling 2.0, powered by the Sim Crew, hosted by paranormal investigator Jerry and psychic medium Valentina, along with others. Tune in Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on the Para-X Radio Network.
Dr. Kelly Renee Schutz. I am the producer and host of Paranormal Encounters podcast series. I am a published author, academic, former legal investigator, and paranormal enthusiast who holds 4 advanced degrees with an interest in parapsychology and life after death issues. I have written about and encountered nearly 100 situations involving the paranormal, with my most frightening experience being a floor-length mirror cycling around in front of me in a haunted room I had stayed in. I invite you to tune in Thursday evenings at 11 o'clock p.m. to 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time right here on the Para-X Radio Network.
I told you we're going to be right back. It wasn't that long, right? Right.
I wait for 15, 20 minutes. I sneak out of the attic, go to the parents' bed, and just hit the axe on the floor. It's like, boom, boom.
Oh.
They start screaming, the two guys I have in the parents' room. And this is a bit over the top, don't you think? So I go to the kids' room. And as soon as I got to the kids' room, the whole vibe changed. Bad, bad feeling. And I was just like, oh, we shouldn't be doing this. This is dumb. This is insensitive. We shouldn't do it. And it's like, just finish it, and I'll make sure it never happens again in here. I hit the floors in the kids' room. They do the screaming bit. The two I have in Ina and Lena's room, one's a big guy I've been to a ton of haunted locations with. I've never seen him scared. I'm not even sure if he believes in ghosts. He thought I was really killing people upstairs. He starts bawling. And we got cameras and audio and video everywhere. It's blanketed this house. The video of him crying in the bed is so good. I've shown that at every convention I went to. It's so hilarious. He's like, he takes off running out of the house, and the dude that's laying next to him, because there are two in that bed, gets up and is like, what the? He's after him. So as I'm walking from the kids' room to the staircase, I feel like I'm half drunk, like I'm out of it. I'm zoning out. And I kind of snap out of it, and I'm standing in front of Ina and Lena's room downstairs. And I'm like, I thought I heard a voice. I'm like, I'm done, guys. We're done with this. I can't do this anymore. This is just too much. Watching the video, as I'm walking from the kids' room to the staircase, the closet door in the kids' room opens. The attic door shuts. The main door of the house slams open. I walk downstairs, and it shows me walk into the living room, and I drop the axe on the floor. I'm still holding it, but the head's on the floor, and I just standing there for seemed like ever. I look up in the corner where we have an IR camera, and I squint, like doing that number, and I look away. Humans don't see infrared.
No. You are possessed.
It shows me stand there again, and then I go like that, and I kind of shake it off. And I walk to the Ina and Lena's room. The voice I thought I heard we caught on the re-recording first. It goes, do it.
Oh, like, my really God.
That was some Amityville stuff I want nothing to do with.
Right?
I left. Like, I felt like curling up in the fetal position in the shower. Like, the boy. You know, like.
Right?
I went back the next day, and I apologized to the house. I'm so sorry. That was so stupid. I'm new at this. I just thought I'd get something, you know, like.
Did you ever get a feeling of who it might have been whenever you were?
No, but part of Kelly's confession was he felt like he was in a daze, in a whirlwind, being led to do things beyond his own control.
And by the Vinnyville.
And I've felt that many times in the house, like in a daze, in a whirlwind. It's like, that's what I need. Because I know, like, and I tell every overnighter, it's like, if somebody starts getting weird, take a break. Go get a candy bar. You don't need to give it 100.
Drink a beer.
Right. Like, calm down. Go outside for a little bit.
Wow.
Okay. That was just like very Amityville.
That was like some kind of demon or the killer actually trying to take over.
And, you know, like, honestly, I found a church and went to that church like 3 days a week and get my mind right.
Oh, my.
Like, the doors opening and closing or a footstep or an EVP is one thing, but that is a whole different thing, and I want on the opposite end of that spectrum completely.
I totally understand.
But what's super creepy is Kelly said, in essence, a shadow gave him the weapon to kill.
One second, hold that thought, because I can't hear you. Somebody just swallowed. Okay, it's over. Sorry.
Okay. Is that like play a song or something?
Yeah, it plays tequila. Tequila. Thank you so much for the follow, Mark. All right, sorry. Go ahead. What were you saying?
So Kelly said his shadow gave him the weapon. Uh-huh. Felt like he's led beyond his own control in a daze. This and that told him to kill. Ronald DeFeo, one of his first confessions was, his shadow gave him the weapon, told him to kill. Felt like he's being 8 people killed in Villisca and no one wakes up. 6 people killed in Amityville with a rifle, no one wakes up.
So you think this thing might have traveled?
Just saying that there's things on this planet that are older
than us.
Any of us that probably latch on to people that aren't mentally there.
Has the property ever been cleansed from a Larian? I'm pretty sure it has quite a few times.
I had an open casting call. You know, like, if you can send a ghost on, cleanse a house, and make them move on to the other side, come do it. Nobody wants a family trapped here. That's terrible.
No.
I've had Wiccans, shamans, Catholic priests, even every walk of religious faith you can imagine. It'll be quiet for a day or two. That's twice as bad. And
oh, my gosh.
I stopped doing it because it just got...
It gets worse and worse. Yeah.
Like, you would have to... like, and maybe it would be clean, but the second somebody walks in there and goes, somebody here, can you give me a sign of your presence? Biting it back in again.
Right.
Like, you're just opening that up again. You'd have to burn the house, dig up the soil, dump it in the... shoot it in outer space, whatever. Like,
it's like somebody was telling me, you can smudge a house all you want, but it doesn't mean the ghosts are gone completely. They may be gone from the house, but they're not gone from the property or from the area.
Barry Kling from Ghost Lab, Texas boy. He's down in Texas with him once in San Antonio, and he's like, sage is supposed to make ghosts go away? I'm like, yeah, they say that. Well, why are there ghosts in Texas? There's sage all over the place. True.
Well, you know what? If I was a ghost, I'd be like, I ain't going anywhere. I may let it be quiet for a little while. I may go over here because this stuff stinks to high heaven, but I'm coming back.
Just turn on your ghost fan and blow it out the window.
Right? I don't think you can actually cleanse the area, no matter what you use, whether you're using an Indian cleansing or a Catholic cleansing or a, you know, a Christian cleansing. I believe that the ghosts may go away for a couple of days because they don't like the way that it smells. Or they're just like, you know what, I'll just give them a break.
Yeah, just like, and you know, I'm very much for to each their own. Like, if you believe in sage or crystals or whatever, great.
Right.
I believe in my faith for my protection. Uh-huh. I don't expect you to understand it, but we all are on our own journey.
We are.
However, when you burn sage, does it release some magic potion that magically makes ghosts disappear? About it for a little bit. You know, like, and maybe it is. Maybe I'm dumb. Maybe that's what happens. But it just, I don't know. I don't think we know anything.
I don't. We don't. There's not a, like I said in a previous podcast before this, there's no expert out there. There's a lot of people that claim to be paranormal experts, but there's no expert out there because we don't have any finalized answers of anything. None.
I don't want any finalized answers. You know, if it ever becomes a science, then it's going to be taught in a textbook. And you're going to have to follow certain parameters.
And it's going to be sucky.
I'd rather weird people doing weird experiments in weird places every night of the week.
Yeah, definitely.
I want people with crystals, and I want people with sage, and I want people with
open minds.
Yes.
Open minds.
We're all weird, and we're doing weird things, and it's
exactly
awesome.
Exactly. Exactly. It's very awesome. Alarion said, I think you'd need to find out the entity's name to get rid of it completely. I think that more follows the line of demons. Especially with the Catholic Church.
Ryan Buell, like, I think Ryan Buell is so smart in the paranormal. He could have been the box molder of the paranormal. You know,
I want to believe.
He is so book smart with all of this stuff. And I was talking to him once, and he goes, you know, it's like a heroin addiction. You can fight it and fight it, and it might go away for a year. Then you might relapse, or it might come back. Like, yeah. I don't know.
No.
There's no guarantees in any of it.
No. Paranormal investigations are rather interesting, especially if you've been to the location multiple times. Mm-hmm. Like the old hospital I was talking about. I've been to that location multiple times. I've gotten multiple things from it. It calls me a freak every time I go there. So whenever I went there this last time back in, I think it was 2019, 2020. It was during the lockdown times. They let us go. And we ended up going there with Adrian and Tina Scaff. They're amazing people. But whenever I was there, I had met somebody that I never met before and never knew them, and they had a spirit box they were using. And I was like, do you know who I am? Do you remember me? And the first thing that came through that spirit box was freak. And I'm like, yep, they remember me.
Yeah.
It's amazing to hear the intelligence that these spirits actually have. It gives you kind of a little bit of hope to know that maybe I can do something while I'm on the other side, if that time ever comes, or when that time ever comes, you know?
The greatest proof of afterlife I've ever seen. So one of my friends, dear friend of mine, her mother was killed in a car crash.
Oh, no.
So we took her kids and grandkids out to her farm. They all wrote letters on helium balloons and let them off into the sky. It's called Letters from Heaven, or Letters from Heaven. One of the balloons got caught about 40 foot in the air in a tree branch, big old pine tree. And we're sitting there, and me being me, I'm like, sucks for whoever wrote that one. You know? We walk half a mile down the road to the house, around the back of the house, up through a doorway into the back porch, and we're having drinks and laughing about how the mom used to love scaring all the kids, like that was her thing,
right?
And we're just reminiscing about that balloon comes floating through the doorway, rests on a lawn chair, and everybody's like, so I nudged my friend, and at the time she didn't believe in much, you know. I'm like, that's weird. Yeah, that is weird. I go, I'm not a physics major, but it's filled with helium. Obviously, it got loose from the tree branch. It's going to go up.
Not down.
Come down against the wind, make a couple left-hand turns around the back of the house, half a mile away, up through a doorway onto a lawn chair.
Yeah, no.
And she goes, that's not my mom's lawn chair. I'm like, debunked. Come on.
Right? And,
you know, she, it took a while for that to sink into her. She believes that was her now. I'm like, that is your mother.
Yeah, that's not going to happen unless an entity grabs it.
I've never in my life seen a balloon float against
filled with helium.
Right.
No way.
That is proof positive for me. Like, that was it. It's like, because up until then, I'm like, is this real? Is this like wrestling? Like, nobody talks about it. There'd be places and somebody would go, I see a little boy in the corner. And I'm like, what? I don't see
anything. I don't see anything. What are you talking about?
I'm like, are you seeing this in your mind's eye? Or is this your imagination? Like, are you really seeing something?
Right.
So I was on the fence until that happened. I'm like, there's an afterlife. That's it. I mean, there's no way.
It has been scientifically proven that your energy expels from your body when you die.
Yeah.
So okay. Where does it go?
Energy can't be destroyed. I mean, Einstein stuff, you know, like, and when you look at a corpse in a casket of a loved one, it's very obvious that's just a shell. That essence, that was them, that you didn't, just being next to them, you could feel that's gone. And that's very much a shell.
Yep. So that's just a physical thing that you can touch.
Yeah, that energy, that essence of who they were continues on.
Oh, yeah. I believe it completely. I still believe that my opa is right here somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
He's around here somewhere.
If we are wrong, cool. I don't want to exist in a world that, where I have to believe I will never see my grandma again.
Right?
I'd rather believe that I will see her again. And if I'm foolish and there's nothing, then I'm not even going to know it.
Nope. You want to know it.
But until then, I'm going to believe that. So.
So, while investigating, you've talked about your most memorable. Memorable. Your most exciting. What is craziest? What is the craziest, funniest thing that's happened to you?
Oh, man. Jesus, so many. Oh, okay. This is a good one. So, we were the first to ever be let in Edinburgh Manor. Old mental home. So we're investigating. Me, Jesse Olney, and Seth Olney. And I go, at the time I smoked, so I went to go have a cigarette outside. Sheriff Department pulls up. I'm like, hey, we got permission to be here. They go, oh no, we know what you guys are doing.
Oh.
I'm like, really? They go, oh yeah, we used to get calls to this place when it was a mental home. They go, you wouldn't believe the prostitution rings and stuff ran out of here.
What?
I go with, like, the people that worked here. They go, no, the people that lived here would orchestrate their own prostitution rings. They go, we'd come here, we'd get a suicide call, like, once a week. He'd come in, he'd always send the rookie in, because as soon as somebody walked in, there'd be, like, 10 people run out of their rooms and jump on your back. And, like, no way. So we're sitting there talking to the sheriff department. There's like four of them. I'm like, we got audio and video running. Would you guys go up and do a mock suicide call just to see if we can? And they're like, yeah. So walking into this mental home, ghost hunting, uniformed sheriff department. They're like, so-and-so sheriff department, we got a call, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, this is so cool. We go up, back down, nothing happened. We're on the second floor. We're on the first floor, the old mental home, the big doors that are in all of them, you know, the big heavy doors. One of them slammed shut. The cop pushed me out of the way and ran out in front of me.
Oh my God, the cop was scared.
I go, dude, you got a gun. Like, he goes, just put me up against a crackhead any day of the week. I can see them. I can't see a ghost. So we run outside and we're laughing. Their boss pulls up. They're like,
oh, no.
They're like, we're in trouble. And the guy's like, what are you doing? Like, chief of police, you know? And so we're just talking to these guys, you know. I go, your boy pushed me out of the way because he's scared of a ghost and ran out of there. And the guy goes, really? Like, yeah, he did. I go, you can redeem yourself if you take this digital recorder and walk all the way up to the top, all the way back down, asking questions by yourself. He's like, I don't care, I'll do it, whatever. He walks in, the big double door shut. 5 seconds later, come back out. He's like, screw it, I don't care, I can do it. So, somewhere on my Facebook page is a night shop vision of me and two sheriff department guys. Their faces are blurred out, of course, but that was that night.
Oh my God, I now have to do this. I now have to go in by myself and record just so I can say, I did it when two cops couldn't do it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, so I've investigated with the uniform sheriff department. I was contacted by the government once to, a friend of mine was, and he invited me with to investigate the presidential quarters of an Air Force base.
What?
Like, the government wants us to investigate ghosts.
Oh, it's my like, yeah, God.
Gotta pass a background test and this and this and this. I'm like, this is awesome.
Oh my God, that is amazing.
It's like little things like that that are like, that is so, this is so cool.
Oh my. So what has been the most frightening for you?
The Sally House in Atchison, Kansas.
Really? The Sally House? Because I plan on going to that.
So I had all my issues there, and I'm sure a lot of people have heard about the hair being burned off my leg and all that, those stories. And I was just there a couple weeks ago on a Tuesday.
A couple of weeks ago?
Yeah. We're investigating, filming for something I can't say. It's about midnight. We're taking a break in front of the house. And it's dark. It's foggy. There's a long sidewalk. And there's a little street lamp like 2 blocks away. And I'm sitting there with the other people I'm with. And I see this black figure emerge out of the darkness, and my head's just always on a swivel, so I'm just like, yo, coming up behind you, dude. Or some weirdo. They come closer, full-on Jesuit Catholic monk with a hood up.
Whoa!
The rope tied around his waist at midnight. Whoa. Through the fog. He walks up to us, no eye contact, doesn't say one word to us. As he walks by, he does the bless himself thing, disappears into the darkness, and we're just like, like, that was a scene out of The Exorcist.
Wow.
And we're just like, nobody is saying a word. I'm like, well, getting late, I better go. That is my sign. I don't even know what that meant, but I am out of here. Like, that just...
Wow.
Leaving on that note, you know?
That is crazy.
But that was one of the biggest, like, what is happening?
Oh, my God. So you're telling me that at the Sally House, you had a monk come by and kind of like bless you guys with the cross thing, and then just like
he was blessing himself as he walked past the house. Because we went and got coffee. There's a big Catholic college in that town. College. We went to get coffee.
We're going to another house there coming November.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if you've heard of it.
Yeah.
It's just a mile down the road. Yep.
Yep. Exactly what you're talking about. So nope. The guy making coffee at the coffee shop is also a professor at the college. Oh, what are you guys doing? Oh, we're at the Sally House. He goes, that's our arch nemesis.
Ooh.
So, like, part of me is wondering if that guy sent that guy down to walk by. And,
could have.
But, like, we had so much happening going on. I just like, please come back. Can I talk to you for a while?
Baby, come back.
Yeah, baby, come back.
You can blame it all on them.
That was a weird moment in history of the paranormal for me.
I bet. Oh my gosh. Well, JD, 5-star JDog219 asks, have you ever taken any people that don't believe in the afterlife?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I love taking people that don't believe, you know, and sometimes stuff happens, sometimes it doesn't, sometimes it makes them, you know, it's just like, I didn't believe in ghosts when I came to the Axe House. I mean, I got to back up. I did believe in ghosts, but for some reason, I didn't think the Axe House was haunted. Just stupid. Like, if any place is haunted, that place has to be haunted.
Right.
But it's just like, okay. And I didn't believe it until I seen something. Why would you believe it unless you seen something? Like most people that are in this field are because they had an experience when they're younger and they're trying to validate that. So yeah, I'm all about taking people. It'll be fun. I love watching the face of somebody who doesn't believe in ghosts when something happens. It's like, yep.
Well, I told you.
Spending every weekend now going to weird places.
Alarian asks, have you ever feared for your life on a hunt?
That time in Murder City with Tinny and Nick Roth. I thought for sure we were going to die. Not really. No. Like I said, I believe in my faith for protection. I think you have to believe in something for protection, you know, be rooted and grounded in it. As far as humans,
I'm scared more of people than I am of this afterlife.
I want you drinking 6 every day from here till
my liver's going to give out on me in 3 years. But you guys keep paying attention. Follow if you haven't followed. Subscribe if you haven't subscribed. Because who knows? Maybe later on you're going to catch this with me and Johnny at the Villisca Axe House. So you got to subscribe or follow one or the other. Just continue to look at me now. Come on. Now tell people where they can find you.
Social media, Johnny Hauser, JohnnyHauser, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. All Johnny Hauser.
And he's amazing and he will respond to you quickly, I promise. Yeah. I have one person, Larry, and said, oh, that's a good idea. An extra long drinking stream. Let's do it.
I'm up for that challenge. Sure.
Well, maybe I'll be able to do it in person. We'll see. But it won't probably be until January because his weekends are booked. Booked completely.
I'll still be drinking beer in January. So.
Me too. And as long as Yingling is available, I'm up for it.
Oh, I might have to special order that in Villisca, but we'll find her.
We'll find her. Well, thank you so much, Johnny, for being a part of this show. You are always amazing, of course.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. And anybody that wants to get in touch with Johnny Hauser, like he said, Johnny Hauser, just look up Johnny Hauser. You'll be able to find him.
Yeah.
All right.
Can I quickly give out Josh Hurd's cell phone number?
Oh, you sure can. Let's just do it. Josh Hurd. We're gonna give your cell phone number out because you do not get in touch with people, sir.
Nick Groff's Facebook or Nick Groff's cell phone number is.
Oh yes, let's do that. No, we're not gonna give away Nick Groff's cell phone number. No, maybe for me, but not for you guys.
There we go.
All right, until next. Oh, dude, I like Nick. That was from JD. Yeah, that's his best friend, y'all. Y'all can't have that shit. Until next time, thank you guys for watching. If you haven't followed, please follow. Every Sunday, I have a show. You never know when. So subscribe or follow to know when. Until next time, I'll see y'all later. Bye.